4, the podcast where I, Amy Brown, ask fun and interesting people what they're nerdy for. My producer's standing up out of my antique chair, and he's checking the camera. We're still going to keep going because we're a professional organization right here. We have a fun person in my costume chamber tonight. We have Keegan Ray.
Hey, what's going on?
Keegan's a stand-up. I met Keegan doing stand-up comedy.
Yes.
And he also has a podcast called Finish the Story.
Which, by the way, you did an episode of, and a lot of people have come up to me at shows, and a lot of women really enjoyed the episode.
Really?
So the few female listeners that we have enjoyed the episode. So.
I would love to get more female listeners and friends in general. Put that in my dream catcher.
Put that on your vision board.
I had a little clip go a little viral on Facebook, and I got a lot of followers. A lot of dudes.
Okay. Are they creeping or just
no,
dudes?
They're gentle dudes.
Okay.
But I need to sell tickets.
Yeah. She's like, I'll sell them to whoever.
Yeah, if you're a girl and you want to come see a show, hit me up. I'll send you a free ticket.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we met, like, right when I first started. So 7 years ago we met.
Yeah.
And you moved from Savannah to here, to Atlanta, mm-hmm. to do comedy? Or was it just for
just
fun?
It's because my family's from here, so I lived here, and then I moved to Savannah for like 5 years.
That was your
So my brother was having a child, so I wanted to come home and do uncle time, and just like, it was just weird. When you're down in Savannah, you really start, like, it's only 4 hours away, but you start, as you get busy with work and you get busy with other things, you start missing a lot of things from your family. So like a lot of events start happening, and it's like, when he was going to have the kid, I was like, all right, I got to come home. And it was like, you know, I wasn't doing much. And I was looking around in Savannah, and there was people that were like stuck there. Like when I go back and visit, I'll go to a dive bar that I used to frequent, and there's the same people sitting in the same booth, sitting at the same bar stool, and you're like, dude,
that's the most depressing, because I'm from Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And now when I go back, I just go to my friends' houses that I actually want to see, because it got depressing, because the first couple times I was like, hell yeah, everyone's still here at this spot. Yeah. And it was like, y'all, it's been 6 years.
Yeah.
Why are y'all still, like, literally in the same booth, like, just doing nothing?
Same table.
I like that, though, because it's, like, comforting to me that not everyone wants to move and do something different. They just, like, I like eating food at the same restaurant every time I order the same.
Amy likes for her friends to be doing worse than her, so she feels better. That's what she's saying.
Oh, come on now. You don't have the appetites doesn't mean you're not.
I don't believe you understand dive bar culture, though.
Maybe I don't.
When you see people at a dive bar, this is where you go to party and get fucked up in your 20s and nothing matters. And now you're like, y'all, we're all like late 30s here. Yeah. We got to be doing nothing. I'm not saying you have to be at something, but like.
Yeah, starting to get a little sad.
Are they bringing their kids? Do they bring their kids? Because my dad brought me to the bar.
Really?
Yes. And I got to play a lot of pinball and Miss Pac-Man. Yeah. And I had a lot of Shirley Temples. And it was for Father's Day. I made a card for him at school.
Oh, how sweet.
And I said, I love my daddy because he takes me to the Palace Lounge. And luckily, the lady who is a small town, the kindergarten teacher, she knew my father. And she's like, okay, he's a good guy. It's all right. We don't need to call social services.
That happened to my family. My brother was telling my dad when my uncle watched him. He was like, yeah. And then Uncle Kenny took me to this cool place that had a car inside. My dad was like, a car? That sounds a lot like Studebaker's, the bar that your uncle works at. That sounds a lot like that.
I thought it was going to be a car dealership.
No, it was just in this bar that had a car inside.
That's fun. Did the drunk people ruin it? Is it a real Studebaker? Is it a real fancy car? Get in it and they talk in their accents.
I don't know. I don't think so. I think it was
you would not get me out of it.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think it was a terrible bar.
I want a martini and I want to be in the Studebaker. Pack the Maps and the Martinis. That's from Auntie Mame. It's a gay icon movie. Let's go.
Is it?
Yes. Yeah.
I've never seen it.
Oh, well, that means you're straight. Congratulations. And actually, we know why you're straight, actually, because you have an announcement.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, a lot has changed since the last time I've seen you. So not only we're having a kid, me and my girlfriend are having a kid, she's pregnant, but not only are we having one kid, we're having two kids.
Oh, my gosh.
We're having twins.
Twins, congratulations.
It is insane.
I was really wondering if you were like, because I knocked up another woman.
No.
And now we're going to raise them as a family.
Hound dog behavior.
We have our own Netflix special.
No, it's called Daddy Doesn't Pull
when,
Out.
When we, I found out, so it was like 5:36 in the morning, and she just like plops down on the bed and wakes me up, and I was just like, she never does that. So I like looked over, and she's just staring at me, and I was like,
this is your problem.
What? And she goes, I'm fucking pregnant. I was just like, oh my God. Like, okay, but that's the worst way to tell me at like 6:30 in the morning. Like, you would have still been pregnant at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Oh no, she needs
with
to wake
a cup
you
of coffee.
She can't be alone with these thoughts.
No,
she
that's
needs
what
to,
she
yeah,
said.
Yeah.
So we go.
Just get ready because you're going to be up for the rest of your life until they like, turn 18.
That's what everybody keeps telling me. So our first visit, we went to the doctor and they're doing the ultrasound. And the lady's like, well, we have A and B. And we're like, A and B. I was like, so like angles? Like angle A,
camera
angle
one,
B.
You're like, camera two.
I love a multicam.
Like, like,
this is cool.
Look at this. We're getting both
doctor,
sides.
Yeah, what's like 3D baby here?
And she's like, well, no, it's baby A and baby B. And then we're just both staring at her. And she's like, oh, you didn't know that you're having twins. Well, you're having twins. And then they just send you back out into the waiting room. So we just go sitting back in the waiting room just like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Congratulations. My husband's a twin.
Really?
Yeah.
Identical?
Fraternal.
Okay.
Do you know what kind you're having?
We're having identical.
The eggs.
They're gonna get. They're gonna have a weird language, and you're gonna be cut out of it.
So they're mono-dye, which means they're sharing a placenta, and they have the separate nutrition. So they are sharing a placenta like face to face. Just like sharing thoughts. They're going to be like the Minority Report kids.
Yeah.
Twins,
identical twins are weird.
Yeah, I had no idea how twins were made.
There's two kinds of twins. Do you want me to do it really quick?
Well, I thought it was because we came at the same time. So I was like, high five, we did it.
Like, that's why a lot of men don't want to make a woman come. They can't afford two babies. Yeah,
that's too many kids to take care of.
Yeah, the doctor did not like that joke.
He's like, please.
She was just like,
have y'all thought about adoption? Have you thought about giving the kids to a better home?
She hands you adoption paper on the way out.
Just think about it.
That'd be pretty rough if you get canceled by your doctor.
Yeah.
Oh, golly. So there's fraternal twins, and that's when two eggs are fertilized. Mm-hmm. A lot of times people in their older will have fraternal twins because women release more eggs as we age because the body's
going
like abandoned ship.
Yeah. It's like
she's
Hail Mary.
Yeah. She's going down as our last chance. Yeah.
How do you like two men talking about what your ovaries are doing? Does this feel good?
This feels great. I'll talk about your nut sacks for an hour and a half. Yeah. Start the timer. And
you don't get to pass legislation on our nut sacks. However,
I'm learning. I'm just trying to be quiet. At every doctor's visit, I'm learning. I'm getting a lot more new things. I didn't know what a pap smear was.
Yeah.
And nobody told me. So then I'm sitting in the doctor's office and they're like, we're going to do a pap smear. And I'm like, I don't know what that means. And then this lady comes in, so it's three women. And then all of a sudden they start putting her feet up in this like 50 Shades of Grey chair. And I was just like, what is happening?
Yeah, it looks
barbaric. And then they got out the fucking jaws of life and just like slathered that jelly on it. I was like, and I thought it was bad when I go to the doctor and they grab your balls. Like, I thought that was bad.
Have you gotten a finger in the butt yet?
No, that's coming. But it's coming. Nothing is as bad as that. I could not
believe. A finger in the butt can help you come, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Does that happen to men when they go to the doctors and they get a finger in the butt for the first time?
Are you talking about them coming?
Does you like someone like, oh, I feel a tickle?
I mean,
I don't know, but that would be super embarrassing.
You usually don't start getting fingered by your doctor until you're in your 40s because that's,
you don't have boners anymore,
that's
so
when the worry of prostate cancer starts popping up.
Yeah, so it's later on when they're not so sensitive.
But I just could not believe how invasive the whole thing was. I was just like, oh my fucking God, this is intense.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
Like, and when she starts getting checked for dilation, it's a freaking nightmare. It's like, because they just stick what feels like a metal fist up there and like feel around to see if you're dilated every hour and a half. It's like the worst kind of kissing booth.
I had my brother came on and told the story of my nephew being born, and it was just like he told this scary as shit C-section story.
Oh,
and I'm just sitting there listening to it like, why would you tell me this story on the podcast? Like, this is not great.
No, it's gonna be fine. Be a good advocate in the hospital.
Yeah. What do you mean?
I don't know, if she's passing out, get someone to come help.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I'm reading all the dad books. I'm doing my part. Oh, that's I want to write one. I want to write a dad book. Yeah, because some of them, you're reading it, and you're like, how selfish is this fucking dad? They're like, oh, twins, it ruins your life, right? You're just like, what?
I hear it's really hard at the beginning, and then it gets easier because they have someone to play with, and you're kind of doing all of it in one fell swoop.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think this is what I keep telling myself, and I might just be trying to cope, is we won't know any different.
We haven't
had one kid. Yeah. It'll always be two. So
also, if y'all break up and you can go
you
to
can
your
each
kids,
take a baby.
Well, no, you go to your kids. You're like, do a parent swap. Parent swap.
Yeah,
trick us.
Yeah,
we'll get back together.
I
miss your mom. So please.
What's that TV show? That Disney movie? Is it Parent Swap?
It was Parent Swap.
So it's called
Parent Trap.
That's it. Parent Trap, not Swap. Mm-hmm. Parent Swap. The Swap ones are where you switch
the
bodies.
Olsen twins. Parent Trap.
Yeah, they could go into entertainment because they always use.
Well,
don't do that.
No,
don't do that.
Because I just watched that Nickelodeon documentary.
Yeah, I was just saying, just
absolutely not, dude. I watched that and was just shocked. Have you seen that documentary?
I don't want to. I don't want to put that in my.
No. I watched it and was furious. I was just like, how could what? Like, this is insane.
Yeah.
When they show the weird things, when they show all the old clips that they did get into the show, and you're just like,
I watched
this?
All those shows too.
I did too.
I was just talking to my girlfriend about it because she does a lot of intimacy coordinator work. Mm-hmm. And like on
infancy coordinator
intimacy. So like it's a newer thing which should have always been around, but it's like, okay, so in these scenes there's going to be physical contact, whether it's sexual or not. Cool, let's maybe where are you comfortable with the hands going? Let's try this. Mm-hmm. What do you want to do? Trying to help with that stuff. And it's just better for everybody. Yeah. But then she watched it and was talking about some of the clips because she didn't grow up watching it. I was like, oh, Ren and Stimpy, all that. Like, I watched all of these shows. Mm-hmm. Then now I'm like, this is why I'm a weird little pervert.
Mm-hmm. There's some weird stuff in there. I never thought about this. So they were talking about him having a foot fetish.
Yeah.
And okay, is this a producer guy or something?
Mm-hmm. And then you think about it, diddling the actors.
The primary person's about.
For Nickelodeon was a foot for a long time. Oh, and God. I never thought about that. And then when they were talking about the foot fetish, the first thing I thought about was, oh my God. It was a foot for no reason. Nobody thought about it.
You don't like watching sad things. This is not.
It's not a good
one. This isn't fictional sad. Hey,
it makes you feel bad when you go to lay down. I feel dirty.
These children put in vulnerable situations. Yeah. Neil Patrick Harris, in his biography, he talked about when he was on the set of Doogie Howser, and he was. They'd have babies, like they give birth to babies on set, and so like these women would bring their brand new babies to be in the movies and the TV show or whatever. And one of them was like, "Yeah, my baby just really loves the craft." Like she's talking about the baby like it's an actor, dude, and deciding to be there.
And I really love the checks that the baby lets me cash.
Yeah, my baby's a method actor. Yeah. He really gets into being an infant.
You should see him cry at home like a real baby.
Oh my. God, yeah, people are crazy. That was what I was watching the whole thing. Like, some of these people's parents just did not care. They try to act like they cared now, but they were just cashing those checks, letting things happen, turning a blind eye, looking away. Yeah, it's insane. And then it's like, when are we going to do the next documentary of, like, just regular Hollywood? You know what I mean? It's like, it's
how much diddling happens.
That's
there,
what I'm saying. Or? That's the structure of what it is. It's like, and I think people are starting to see through that, and it's, like, hard to watch things now. Because you go back and watch older movies and there'll be like scenes where you're like, the fuck was that about?
Oh, well, like there's the classic, it's like 16 Candles and there's a date rape in it because she's hammered and the guy has sex with her.
Damn, I haven't seen 16 Candles in a long time.
The like, 80s has so much rape in it that's so casual.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You go back and watch these movies, you're like, what the fuck was this?
Well, going back to your earlier point, we didn't realize how terrible it was for women. The more you find out, and I'm not, I understand I'm a man saying this, but like, you're just like, oh, cool. We should kill every male politician because like the once you just start especially coming from the privilege of a man being like, what do you mean you're scared walking down the street? Like, I'm just going to go out and do whatever I want. I'm going to wander around drunk.
Yeah.
Oh, you got raped and now there's a baby inside of you. Guess what? You have to keep it.
Yes, it's crazy.
Podcast.
Have you listened to, Gabby Watts has a podcast called American Phils. Mm-hmm.
I haven't listened to it yet.
So good. She just did one about Grover Cleveland. He raped a girl.
What?
She had a baby. And then he put her, he committed her to an asylum after she gave birth to the baby.
That was a classic move when the asylums were out. That was a, people did that all the fucking time.
And then she was like, I'm not, like, the after like 4 days, like the guy who at the hospital was like, oh, she's not crazy. Right. Like, let her out. This whole, like, this wild stuff.
So the podcast is just like filthy people, just like.
But it's funny.
Yeah. I like that. I like to learn about shitty people.
Yes, American history. Yeah. It's really fun. Okay, what were we talking about? Oh yes, Hollywood people diddling children.
Yeah. It went bad.
Comedy podcast.
Well, this is what I mean.
I shouldn't have brought up the Nickelodeon.
Just wait till you hold those babies, because
I know
you're gonna have a wave of like, I love them so much. Oh my God, I have to protect them from everything.
I feel like that already, yeah.
We had some people in our circle that didn't do sleepovers, didn't let their children do sleepovers, because like the quote was, nothing good happens at a sleepover. Did you ever do anything nefarious at a sleepover with friends? With a bottle rocket and a snake?
When we were kids, we used to ding dong ditch people. We used to
do a flaming bag of dog poop.
No, I never did that, but I had a friend that did that, and then they got a felony charge because the police got called because it was a terroristic threat because they lit a fire on the porch, and they got in a lot of trouble. And that was sort of the end to it for all the friends. When we saw them get in trouble, you're like, what happened?
Wow.
But we would do we'd ring people's doorbells and throw black cats. And
wait, what's a black cat?
Like the fireworks. So we would wait and like bang on the door, and then you throw the fireworks down.
No, you just find a stray cat, don't feed it for a couple days, wait, then throw
it. Cat, you just open your door.
I do like childhood pranks. That man has cat scratch fever now.
Did you ever roll a house? We rolled a house with toilet paper.
Oh, I thought you meant maybe like it was a the trailer house, and push it over, like tipping a cow.
No, that's everyone's mom. That's so cruel. You're like, we just pushed over
Amy's
someone's
so
trailer.
Rich.
Just like, ha ha.
She's
poor.
Like, yeah, because they don't have a foundation, so you can just tip their homes over.
It comes right off the cinder blocks.
Oh my God.
Okay, no.
Relatability in podcasts is important, and that's what we know here at Nerdy.
No, but we would roll people's houses in the neighborhood. Where
would you teasing people who were inside cutting, or was it just like a stranger's house?
It would be a stranger's house, but it really was, if we were setting off fireworks or something and then somebody complained and came out and yelled at us, it was like, you're getting into
now
tenfold.
You're targeted. You
know, yeah.
Now you're going to be cleaning up toilet paper.
You got a mark on your house now.
Which, now that I think about it, living in a house, that would be a nightmare. Like, if you had to go out there, like, that is a pain in the ass.
To get the toilet paper, and then it gets wet and it dissolves-ish. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what a nightmare. You learn a lot when you get older. We would, Halloween, we're fighting with shaving cream.
Oh, yeah.
And a police officer drove up and he's like, don't do that. And we're like, okay. And he started to drive away and we started doing it again right away. And he's like, I'm still here.
Yeah, I'm still right here.
Right here.
Yeah.
That's a nice small town police officer
and it's just shaving cream. It's not that bad. I don't think we really did anything, but egging is pretty bad because that stinks. Mm-hmm. Like when you don't find an egg, like if somebody,
do you hide an egg in their house?
You can, or you just throw eggs and just egg their entire house, and then eventually it's gonna stay, especially in the summer.
Did you find out the gender of your babies?
Yes, girls.
You're having two girls.
Yes, two little girls. Yeah, I've already been bow shopping. Like, I'm gonna be that guy. I am terrified to mix them up though.
Oh, that's okay. You don't. They don't really come to their their names until they're like
a year
old.
But does that matter?
It's like puppies.
I'm the youngest of three boys who are all not the same age. We were not, and my mom mixed us up all the time. Yeah. So like, if they look the same, do not.
I was thinking like maybe we'll just give one of them a tattoo, just a little, just a dot, just a little boop.
What we do with owning a litter of puppies is you paint their toenail. Like one toenail gets a certain color means
maybe
that
dog. That's a good idea. We could color code them.
By the time they're care though, they'll have very distinct personalities though, so it should be pretty easy. Unless, once again, going back to Parent Trap, they just are fucking with you,
they're
switching their outfits and doing weird
clone
shit.
And I think that might be what happens. I mean, it's going to be it's a mutiny in the house now. It's two against two. It's me and her versus.
And they will win.
Yeah. They're just, I mean, they're already sharing thoughts.
Yeah,
I had a friend that told everybody, when you tell them that you're having twins, everybody's like, oh my God, my brother's a twin, or my, you know, there's a ton of twins.
And
my friend was telling me that her and her sister were twins, and when they were little, they would put them in the same room, and they started making up their own language. And yeah. their mom was like, nope, like, had to separate them. Like, can't have that. Like, that is creeping me out. So I'm excited for all the shenanigans.
You could have, even though with, like, a younger sibling and an older sibling, like, the older sibling will learn whatever it is mm-hmm. the younger baby's saying
yep.
and get them what they want, because they, like, yeah. Gaga means whatever, mm-hmm. and then that baby thinks Gaga means milk or whatever.
Mm-hmm. My brother would do that for me, and my Aww. Mom would get so mad. She's like, quit we're talking
to,
for him.
We're trying
and
to teach him English.
Like, yeah, she'd be talking to me, and she'd be like, what the fuck does he want? Like, I do the thing that I told you not to do. He wants his bottle.
I've heard kind of a nightmare story about someone, a child was going to daycare, and it was learning sign language. And then it came home to the parents, and the parents didn't know the child was learning sign language. The child's signing for stuff constantly, and its parents aren't meeting its needs. And
oh, no.
Oh, my God. They finally figured it. Like,
you're having to Google? You're like, you can't even Google signs.
I think my baby's in a gang now. What's going on?
My baby's doing gang signs.
This is good. This is the advice. The gang signs. This is the advice I would give to a new parent.
Okay.
Because luckily, we hired an older woman to help me take care of my baby, like, when mm-hmm. it was new, and a doula, mm-hmm. and she kept talking to the baby, and I was like, oh, lady, this lady's talking to the baby, what a dum-dum, like, what is happening? And then the baby started talking. I was like, oh, that's why you talk to the baby.
Yeah.
Oh, you're teaching the baby to talk.
Yeah.
That's why you're being polite and wait for it to bring up something to you first.
I just wouldn't, it would not occur to me. It would not. And now, after having raised two children, I talk to everything yeah. like it's a baby. Like, yeah. oh, plant, are you thirsty? So
they also say that don't talk like a baby to yeah. them. Like, don't, what, how are you? Because my cousin started talking. They thought she had a speech impediment. And it was just because my aunt talks like that to her. And we were like, dude, she's mimicking you. Like, she's mimicking your voice.
Your voice, yeah. So that means you could decide, too, if you want to have your baby have an accent.
Yeah.
Now's the chance.
I was thinking maybe I'll learn Spanish with him. Just because I've always wanted Good. To learn Spanish, and I could learn from ground zero.
But then your accent's going to be horrendous. You need a native speaker to teach them.
Yeah,
you have until they're eight for them it's to sound like a native speaker.
It's also way easier. It's way easier for kids to learn multiple languages mm-hmm. as they're growing up.
Their mm-hmm. brain is still spongeable.
Yeah,
mine's shot. So.
Oh yeah, well, it's already closed. After 25, it's shot, and then you do a lot of weed. So
yeah, definitely.
You do a lot of weed.
I think that helps, though. But yeah.
Did you pick out names?
Yeah, we're still, people are very pushy on the names.
Well, I'm just wondering, are you doing very similar or very different names?
I think similar. I'm saying you gotta go same letter, like, right?
Are you gonna do rhyming?
I'm thinking you mix it up. Not same letter, but same back. Samantha to Mantha.
No, not banana.
Samantha to Mantha.
Yes, yeah, Samantha to Mantha.
Oh my God.
And then you're like, I like Tamantha the best.
Oh gosh! What is there? Are they gonna have your last name Ray?
Yeah, I think so. Cause you know, hopefully.
Who's a famous musician? His last name's Ray.
Musician? I don't know. Ray?
Oh, maybe Ray's his first name. Ray Charles.
Okay.
So you should name them Charles Ray.
No. This is my daughter, Charles.
You should name your. I don't know the ethnicity of your wife, but you.
She's white.
Yeah, you should name your two white daughters after a black blind musician.
Yeah, a black blind musician.
I'm a real big fan of Ray Charles.
What's the problem? Is it an homage? This should be.
I want to do short, like maybe Emma. I love Emma because my last name is Ray. Emma Ray. I think that's cute.
Oh, well, you're going to have to get another name for the rest of it because that's not enough names in the South.
Well, I said Emma Jean and Emma Jean Christina Ray. Shut it down. She's like, that sounds fucking hillbilly.
Yeah, where's your baby mama from?
Virginia. Her family lives up in Virginia, but her family is from Boston.
Okay.
Yeah. So she still has family up in Boston. And yeah.
They know. They talk funny. Uh-huh. They can't even say Ray.
Yeah. Self-proclaimed assholes. Yeah. It's interesting. Virginia is cool, though. I love Virginia, where her family lives. Fun. It's beautiful. Nobody talks about how beautiful Virginia is.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
My gosh.
Love the mountains. But so beautiful. It's cool. My mother-in-law and father-in-law are really cool. So that helps. We're moving next week. We're moving into a 3-bedroom. So
you're ready. Gotta expand.
I mean, I can't have a 1-bedroom apartment with twins.
You can. It's just going to suck.
People do it all the time. That's where I was like, we can't do
How many drawers does your chest of drawers have? That's a crib. crib one, crib two. You could have three babies, four babies.
And then very soon after that, no babies because the state found out.
The state will take them.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't put a baby in a drawer.
You can't even put baby in the corner. Let alone a drawer.
You can't put baby in a corner.
Yeah, Amy's growing up in the time where everyone's just like, yeah, I mean, bring your daughter to the bar. That's why we got pinball machines.
I remember sitting in the back of the trunk when my mom would drive us to the pool, and we would just sit in the trunk of the car. Like, we lived in the car. My mom always left us in the car. I didn't know that was against the rules. We constantly were left in the car. My mom was like, do not come inside with me.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. We were bad. She would always have to call us over the speaker or the PA speaker.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, you get
so
lost.
Embarrassing.
Oh, I've got one child like that. He got lost at the hardware store, Disney World twice. Terrifying.
Disney World? No, that Disney is. Disney World. That is so scary.
That'll turn your hair gray. We had a group
That's
of
a
people.
Home alone
and we also, we put like with Sharpie on his arm, our phone number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we knew he was a runner.
If found, call.
Yeah. I thought you were about to say we put a tracker on him.
He needs a tracker.
Hey, a little Apple tracker on him.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be bad. I might be a leash parent. I don't know.
Well,
I got two of them
it depends
by myself.
How spazzy they are. It depends how spazzy they are. If they might be chill, or they might be spazzy. My mother-in-law said, like, she opened the door one time and they both ran in different directions.
Oh, no.
But both towards the road. Oh, she's like, which one do I pick?
And then that's when you pick your favorite.
Yeah. You have to pick.
You know what? Quick. Tamantha's been real lippy lately.
Tamantha, get over here.
Tamantha. Oh my gosh. Yeah. My husband's name rhymes with his twin brother. And then his twin brother had twins.
No way. So fraternal or?
Fraternal, again. So the women in that line are predisposed on both sides of their genetics to be multiple egg releasers when they ovulate.
Whoa. Wait, so, what's his brother's name?
Kenton and Preston. So they kind of rhyme.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's kind of.
So when you have an identical twin, is it the same as a clone or is it genetic? Do you have any genetic degrees, Joel? I don't know.
I got Google, baby.
I don't know, but I do know that identical does not run in your family.
No, that's just
a complete happenstance.
That's just the cells dividing, and all of a sudden, it divided into two babies. So same genetic material.
Yeah, when
they
she
do
told
have the
us.
Same DNA, but they don't have the same fingerprints.
Oh,
because they're both born from the same fertilized egg, so they would have
the same DNA.
They'd have the same DNA. Wild. So here's the thing: if your daughters hate each other, one of them can get the other one. Like if one goes into crime and the other one doesn't, the one that
set them up for murder.
That hasn't done crime, so they're not in the system, can go do a murder and leave a little bit of DNA, and then old Samantha gets taken away.
Yeah,
I'm not dropping Samantha here.
No,
if I ever meet your child later,
might have an evil plot to set up her sister. I like
your wife's not gonna me because I'm like, how's my little Samantha? They're like, who is this man? And he's talking with so much familiarity to our daughters.
Where is Samantha? She's my favorite. Now, I might just Bene Gesserit the whole thing and
who's
just
Bene
like
Gesserit?
Sow seeds of. It's a Dune reference.
Oh, okay.
I've been really on Dune. Lately.
I like, is that usual suspect style?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I tried to do a TV Face reference and I'm not a teenage dude, so I can't do it right.
Dude, I am so far removed. I'm 36 and I work with people at my job. Like, I'll have to train people that are in high school.
Oh, yeah.
And it is like talking to an alien. It is insane. Like, I have no idea what
they're
saying.
And they went through the pandemic during like their most formative social years.
It made them very weird.
Yeah.
It made them very weird. I'm like, we missed a there's some years that y'all needed of socialization.
It's test tube babies, but instead of when it's a baby, it's in a test tube. It's when they're in their teen
years.
And it's
like they talk like they read in memes.
Yeah.
And you're like, that is not how, if you say bussin' to me one more time when we're talking about food, I swear, don't say bussin' in the kitchen, bro.
What does bussin' mean? Besides like bussin', I know bussing a table, like go get all
really
the dishes
good.
Off of
I would
it.
I say this food is bussin'.
It just means really good.
Is it like you bust a nut?
I mean, that's kind of
I don't know. I have never thought about it.
Bussin', that's a good thing. But it's just saying, bussin'
is
just really good. Bussin'
is
good.
Bussin' a nut? That's
no,
outrageous.
It's not bussin' a nut. But it does mean good.
Okay. Okay. And then
Charisma.
Yeah.
Charisma.
Charisma. Oh, that's where it comes from.
Yeah. It's all black. We talked about this on an earlier episode. It's all black vernacular. That,
Which
very funny because Gen Z is all like, we can't appropriate. It's like, then stop fucking talking the way you do.
Oh, you can? Yeah. I've seen your TikTok. Yeah. I watched your feed. Newsflash. Yeah. You're racist.
Yeah.
You're like, Uno, reverse. It's you. The call was from inside the house the whole time.
What are you looking forward to most about being a dad?
I just getting to be there and just usher in their life and just really like I want them to have their own life and not be a parent that's gonna try to impose my own weird shit on them. Mm-hmm. And just I think I know as cheesy as it sounds, I think a lot of girls need a better dads. And it's like you can be that person in their life and the girls that I grew up with that had really cool dads are all now doing really cool shit. And they have cool families and I'm like, it starts there. And it's like, God damn, we just need more parents to not be selfish. I mean, I like read these baby books. I'm like, this is the most selfish shit ever. You're like, you're a parent. It starts as, my buddy told me the best advice. He's like, it starts as soon as she's pregnant. You're a dad as soon as she's pregnant.
Yeah.
He was like, you got to step up. Because she's pregnant and you got to step up and it's bigger than
so
you.
So she feels supported, especially. She's going to be huge with twins. She's going to be unable to walk.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, it's going to be a nightmare. So you like, she needs to feel supported by you. You feel very vulnerable as a woman when you're pregnant. I can't run away.
Going through that.
Yeah. I can't pick up something if it falls down because
it's scary.
Placenta is going to rip out.
Yeah, it's
and
scary.
In a non-depressing way, be extra attentive afterwards because a lot of pregnant women get a shit ton of care during pregnancy and like the 2 weeks after birth.
The hormones go
and
crazy.
Then after that, they're just like, all right, well, you already did it. You don't need anything else now. It's like, no. No, my hormones are, like you just said, like they're all over the place. I don't know what to do. Yeah.
Does she have friends who've had babies so she can talk to people?
Yes.
You need your community. That's great.
I think that's a big part of it. Yeah.
And the wild part, the wild part about having children, and I'm at the other end of it, is those little fuckers leave.
Yeah.
And it's a nightmare. Like, it's a throat punch.
That's why we started this podcast.
Oh, you got a little empty nest?
One went to college.
Oh, no.
I found out later what happened to me in the dorm when we said goodbye is I had a panic attack. I now know that's what it was. I thought I was going to throw up.
I don't want to. Like, that sucks for him, too. You're like, oh, I don't want my mom to be sad. And then you just start having a panic attack.
Oh, I didn't show him. I did it in the hall. Okay, like a lady. I didn't tell him about it. He doesn't watch this, so he'll never find out. But the other one's just gonna leave and it's like my husband and I are like we just spent 20 years investing all of our free time energy bandwidth into these guys and now they're just gonna go marry women and move to their hometowns and not come to our Christmas.
I know that is when it sucks too when people start doing their own Christmases and Christmas changes. That's when it's like
that blows.
We
just die now. We're just supposed to die now, I guess.
No.
Like, is that what we're supposed to do?
That is the opposite of what you're supposed to do. You gotta like pick a pickleball or something. It is not that dramatic.
It's only death.
Like, I guess I just die now.
She's playing pickleball, but she's crying the whole time.
There's no use for me. It doesn't feel like I'm moving something like forward in the world. You're just playing pickleball and your joints are getting slowly older and
that's
awful. And I've got tennis. You get fat.
Comedy. I guess that's what comedy is.
That's what comedy's for.
So
you can
leave your mark at
I'm going to leave my mark across this world, one wiener joke at a time.
I've already told you, once the segment is done, you can start taking care of me.
Yeah. That's right. Joel had dinner with my family tonight.
Yeah.
So he's the new second son.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Not to brag.
She
went from having an 18-year-old and I don't know how, I think 16 or 17-year-old. Now she has a 16 or 17-year-old and a 36-year-old.
Yeah. Yes.
Perfect.
Yeah, he got recast for the season. Yeah. we wanted to go older.
Looks a little different.
Yeah. Don't you hate when they do that in a TV show?
They just
pretend like it didn't happen. You're like, well, this is really throwing me off. I can't stand that.
Which it's like some famous sitcom. Totally, they changed out the Becky. Was it Roseanne? They changed out the Becky.
Yeah.
And they're like, what? Yeah. These people aren't real. I was little when that
you
happened.
You can't do that. That's I don't like it. What are you watching right now? Do you have any TV
show? Oh, that's a really good question. Oh my God, it's so embarrassing. Keegan.
That's the best.
Okay, so because I can't watch comedy, I used to watch comedy constantly, and now if I start to watch it, I start writing jokes, and then I can't fall asleep.
Yeah.
So for me, that's like I'll do it on the airplane when I'm trying to write something, I'll watch comedy. I am watching the bottom of the barrel Jane Austen inspired TV series from the BBC. Just awful plots, terrible.
That's
like
the
they're having this ball, and one's in London and one's at the seaside. Same room. Like, they're not even changing the sets. They have this production has four black horses. I know this because there's four black horses. And like, every carriage is four black. Anytime someone's riding a horse, it's one of those black horses
they
rented.
Somebody owned four black horses. They're like, we got to get this.
Well,
they
sort of the script's like, I've seen this. This thing, you have five horses? You know, this is a four horse show, right?
Yeah. What do you think this is a four show pony. Yeah. Pony show from
four.
That's it.
I would have been real good if you got it.
Isn't that the worst? When you got it right there, it's like, God.
Yeah, it's called Sanderson. It's on Amazon Prime. It was supposed to be like the book Jane Austen was finishing when she died. And they just murdered it.
Now, do you watch this with anybody, or is it just solo?
No.
Just
this is completely... to go to sleep at night.
Yeah.
Because
my girlfriend will not watch Doctor Who around me because she's like, it's so terrible and you'll make fun of it.
I watch. I mean,
even
if
I don't say anything, if there's a really stupid scene, she'll just be like, I mean, I know, it's cheesy. I'm like, I didn't say anything. I didn't say anything. She was trying to watch that movie, Age of Adeline or whatever. Do you know this movie? It's where the woman like doesn't age.
Oh.
And it's like a very cheesy romance. And I just could not watch it. I was like, this is like a woman's wet dream. She doesn't age, and she finds a young man. And she's just like, oh, I shouldn't, but I must. I was like, get
it's got Blake Lively in it.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I mean,
I'm learning now is even if your face doesn't age, your words, like, the way you talk is going to show how old you are.
That's what I mean. It's you're old. Like, you just have – I have to just be okay when I'm around kids that are younger than me. I have come to the terms of that I'm old, I just need to be old.
Your first taste of old.
Yeah, you can't be that guy that's still trying to hang out and, like, show people TikTok videos. It's like, bro, chill.
This is super weird.
Cringe.
The Age of Adeline is actually based on a true story because there's a woman named Linda Wolf who got in a car accident in her 30s and she physically stopped like aging.
Whoa.
Like,
okay. True story. I'm
just like, what do you mean here? And it's just like, it's just slow. It just looked, for some reason, her like the physical aging, it's just slowed down immensely. Like, she's still aged.
Maybe she started wearing sunscreen.
You know that.
I don't think we're doing math on this.
Every woman's dream.
It's every woman's pocketbook is going towards not aging. I'm getting my face lasered off in November.
Really? What do you mean lasered off?
I'm going to get a new face.
How long do you have to recover?
It said like a week and a half.
Okay. I was about to say, do we need to get a backlog going before that?
Yeah, we need to get a couple extra episodes.
Yeah.
And then you're supposed to use like prescription strength sunscreen after that because you'll get hyperpigmentation if you go into the sun.
Just get one of those big old derby hats.
Yeah, just start carrying
around. You got a big old derby hat. I don't know what I'm talking about.
She's got boxes of them.
Boom, dude. Derby is the most fun. I love wearing a seersucker suit.
Or I love a seersucker suit.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to go to like the daddy and daughter dances.
I'm thinking about going mustache full dad for the girls.
Okay, but careful because my husband grew out a mustache beard like this itch, and then every time he kissed the boys, the hairs would go like on the and scratch their faces, and they're like, Mom, make Dad shave his beard. Yeah. What are you doing to him?
Yeah, I used to hate it. My dad would go sandpaper and he'd rub his face on it.
Yeah, you might shave it for kissing the babies.
Yeah,
you don't want their little skin to get rashy.
No, I just want, everybody was like, do you want boys or girls? I was like, dude, I just want healthy. Let's just have healthy. Let's.
They're
just
all fun.
Yeah. I don't care.
Yeah, I think it's. I think
I don't
it's.
Know anything
you know,
about it
I
anyway.
Think it might be more. I could be wrong, but I think like I've really enjoyed having boys. Don't get me wrong. I cried when I found out I was having another boy.
Oh, really?
Because I went to the Target after the ultrasound, and
that's a good place to cry.
Oh, another white woman crying in Target. This
is
white
noise. I feel like you're a white woman crying in Target. Another white woman just to come up and just hand you a Starbucks.
You're not the only white woman crying in a Target. That's why I said
that's where we go. That's where we go to cry. That's our safe space. I remember it was the holidays too, and I had a peppermint mocha latte, and I'm pushing the cart around. The tears are just coming down.
That's a Lifetime movie. It's the holiday.
Well, I walked by the little girl. This is why I walked by the little girl section, and they had so many cute little dresses, and I went to a women's college. I'm like, none of them are gonna go to my college. And then, but
you don't get any alumni action.
Yeah, but
you went to an all women's college.
The thing with little boys' clothes is there's nothing out there. There'll be like a corner of the store, like one shelf, three sizes,
dinosaur,
and nothing. It's awful. Like little girls are so fun to dress. But having boys has been really fun. Like they're really sweet to their moms.
Were they? What kind of kids were they? Were they dino kids? Space? Like fantasy,
space, you know what I mean? Harry Potter. We're going on a trip in our favorite rocket ship. Zooming through the sky. Yeah. Little Einsteins climb aboard. You know, it's like you're ready to explore.
I can't wait.
There's so much to find. You know, it's like
Bluey is so good.
I love Bluey. When I watch it with my nephew,
it's so good.
That's the one I like.
And it's
Sesame Street.
Sesame Street's type. But yeah, Bluey.
We never did Bluey at our house.
But my niece is into Bluey, mm-hmm. and it's like I remember my brother being like, "I really like this show," and I was like, "Yeah, there's a lot of good kids show because this is like a little kid show."
Yeah, yeah.
And then my sister-in-law told me at one point, she was like, "I'll come in the room. Ren, my niece, will have gotten like this." Is my sister-in-law, she was like, "I'll come in," and she's just gone. And then I'll look at Michael and be like,
"Where's your daughter?"
You don't. Well, no, she's just in her room. But and he's like, "She's like, you know, Ren like left like 45 minutes ago. You don't have to keep watching Bluey." He goes, "Yeah, I know."
Yeah,
and it's just like,
I'm on episode 5.
Yeah, we got a good arc going. Yeah,
he's in the arc right now.
He's binging the whole season.
Bluey's trying to get the ring to Mordor.
Shaun the Sheep. Do you ever watch that?
No.
My mom and I love it.
Shaun the Sheep.
Shaun the Sheep is like claymation, it. British like humor.
Nope, I'm out. You said claymation and British. I'm out.
There's no talking in it.
Oh, okay. No, this is like a spinoff of Walter and Gromit.
No, that's
Wallace
exactly,
and Gromit.
I hate that.
Hate Wallace and Gromit?
That is like a bad mushroom trip.
Oh, I love Wallace
and Gromit.
Gromit
is like,
I love that.
It is to me like.
Talk in that one.
I don't think I've ever heard someone so apprehensive like towards.
Mm-mm. I don't like the old Rudolph. I don't like.
You just don't like claymation?
Maybe, but I like Tim Burton.
Were you
stuff,
bad
like
touched
Coraline.
By a clay thing?
No, show me on here.
Show me on this clay doll.
And then you're like,
no.
I was like, I guess it was everywhere.
Yeah, maybe I don't like it. Now that I'm thinking about it, I also don't like ASMR. That's another thing that I cannot stand. I don't know why. I'm just like when people start eating on a microphone, I cannot stand that.
And I think it's a very polarizing thing.
Yeah. So let me ask you this, talking about polarizing things. Do you watch your TV? You're Sanderson. With subtitles or no subtitles?
Oh, no. I can't read. I can't do subtitles.
I can't read, period.
I can't watch a movie and try to read.
Yeah, these notes
that's
are
why
just doodles.
I was like, that's why there's just little pictures.
Yeah, it's just doodles. Yeah. You're like, you're drawing emojis.
That's what my to-do list is. It's like, I draw, like, I need a new suitcase. So I drew a suitcase. It's all drawings.
That's awesome.
That's why I went to design school. My life was just drawing things.
Yeah. It's a very polarizing topic.
Yeah.
Some people, and then people get nasty. People get nasty and because then they say if you don't like subtitles, it's because you can't read fast.
Well, yeah.
I stand with my mother when I say if I wanted to fucking read, I would have picked up a book. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to read subtitles the whole time.
Yeah, we have to
and
do
it takes
for
away.
Like Peaky Blinders, though. You have
yeah,
to
but
do
I was
because that's
say,
not even in English.
Yeah, Peaky Blinders is hard, but I feel like you're never going to be able to pick up on it because you're pacifying yourself with the subtitles.
Oh, because you're never going to learn the language.
Right. It's like you're never going to learn the way to work if you don't go without your GPS. You got to challenge yourself.
Yeah. Is that what potheads do for fun? It's like, let me see if I remember where I work.
Yeah. See, it's fun because every day I forget. So every day I get
you're
like,
hey,
like
here's
a
thing. I'm late again, but I'm just trying to retrain my brain.
If you're high enough, every room is an escape room. You're like, I ate these edibles.
Yeah.
I got to get
out of
here.
I found the clue. They're like, please leave this Denny's.
Have you seen where the guy locked the people in the escape room? He goes in and he opens the door a little bit and he puts a bike lock on
it
and pulls the thing. He throws a list of instructions. So they
in the building. It's like the employees of the escape room now are locked in the building.
Had to solve a puzzle to get out of the escape room.
Out of the building has the escape room.
That's chaotic.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, that's just.
I hope he didn't get in trouble, but he did.
He for sure did.
Yeah, you can't just lock. It's a fire hazard.
Because people go into the escape room are signing up for this. If they did sign up, it is kidnapping and psychological torture. Yeah, it's the movie Saw.
Yeah, that's like where you get the felony for lighting shit on fire. You're like, well, that wasn't as funny for a felony. Like that wasn't funny
that
enough
was
for
a felony
kidnapping.
Funny. Yeah,
as my buddy Jigsaw started getting in trouble for all the kidnappings he did. I was like, well, I'm done kidnapping.
Did you get, is this a reference?
Jigsaw's from the movie Saw.
Saw.
Yeah.
That was
I'm not allowed to see that.
Yeah, that one sticks with you. That's like
let your children watch scary stuff.
No, I had to tell my nephew that. I was like, listen, you can look at things, and I'm not talking about porn. I'm talking about there are things that live on the internet that you will see and you cannot unsee.
Yeah.
Like there's videos that I watched when I was a kid, and I was just like, as soon as you saw it, you put the phone down. Like,
yeah,
you started smoking.
I don't know why I did that.
Yeah, you're like I'm different from this point.
Yeah, that lives with me.
I gotta get
to this day.
I gotta get
this thing lives.
Yeah, free rent in my mind.
You're probably like immediately turn into a man. You're like, I need to get a job.
Yeah. As soon as you see that beheading video, you're like,
I need a scotch and a job now.
Yeah, I mean,
Do you remember Rotten.com?
Mm-hmm. Live Leak? Oh, yeah. Goodness.
I'm never doing any of those.
I don't even know if they're around, but these were like early days of
E-bombs
internet.
E-bombs world.
Where it's just like, you want to see the most fucked up shit.
It was Our Faces of Death.
Yeah.
It was Faces of Death, but ours.
The guys, like the people who get beheaded on the internet. I heard like the mom of one of them says, I will never watch that. And I think about if that was my son, like I would not want to see it either. And your dead son would not want you to see it either.
No.
I don't want to see people die.
No, but I have.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I watched a lot of like workplace accident videos. I got into that.
Oh, we had Aaron Odom on here, and he works in a machine shop, and so he makes his employees watch the
stuff they did
that
can
murder them.
They made us watch this guy cut his thumb off because they were explaining to us that
how
this one table saw. See, the other one, if it touches skin, it stops. And this other one was for like heavy wood.
Yeah.
And you could do these bits, and it just took his thumb off. I was just like, when you watch the video, he doesn't even really react because it's so quick. It's
like
so. Yeah, he's just like...
Like, and then the burn starts to happen.
Oh, my God. Then you just start bleeding. You start realizing, I don't have insurance.
Can we go back to talking about kids getting molested?
Going back?
Yeah, boys,
no. You can't do that?
Boys talk about weird stuff. I've been doing
does
a podcast now for a year, and it does always, when I have boys on, somehow kind of go to
a little...
bad touching kids.
Yeah.
Hey.
People getting murdered
I'm
on the internet.
What I saw on the Nickelodeon documentary. And you know what? Nobody said how much the parents were making. They were like, I didn't know what was happening. The video of them, like them pulling around in a Lamborghini. You're like, oh, okay. Making that Drake and Josh money. I didn't watch that show, but that's the arc of that.
Yeah.
It's not good. Do you get woozy if you see blood?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fight or flight response. Absolutely.
Have you ever
passed out with boys?
That never came up.
Well, no. You wait till someone else gets there, and then you pass out. Like you're in control mode, and then you're like the moment you can sit down and relax, you're like, ooh.
Yeah.
My horse was having surgery, which is a very not relatable sentence.
See, my horse was having surgery.
By the way, real quick before we continue, who's your horse doctor?
Yeah, who's your horse doctor? I need a good one.
She needed a little nip and tuck. She was starting to look old, long in the tooth.
If you're getting your horse plastic surgery, I swear to God.
She's like, we just had too
Botox.
Much money that year.
If
we had to do
your
something
horse
with it.
BBL.
She wanted to look well rested. But I was holding.
We're shortening her face.
You have to hold a twitch on their nose, which is like you pinch their nose with a twitch to make them think about their nose is getting hurt. And so she wouldn't think about how part of her hoof was getting chopped off. And
that's the anesthetic for horses. It's got your nose.
Well, like they did. Got your nose. You're right.
You're like, what's that over there?
The horse is like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Took my nose.
shook my nose. And I slid down the saddle rack holding the Twitch and then laid onto the floor.
Oh, no.
Because I was losing consciousness.
Yeah.
Luckily, my friend Chad was there, so he could take over and then make fun of me for the rest of my life about it.
See, I had a dog that ripped off her dew claw, right? And it was bad. So I'm carrying her into the vet. She's bleeding. I'm a mess. I'm in there just like, somebody help me! Just like falling apart, you know? Yeah. So the lady's like, okay, we got it. She takes it off. She's like, you have to wait in the waiting room.
Because you're too much.
And I'm like, absolutely not. I'm going in with her. She's a rescue dog. She doesn't feel safe without me. They're like, sir, really? We do not need you back here. I'm like, I'm coming in. She's like, okay. So I go back there. As soon as I had it all wrapped up, as soon as they unwrap it, all this blood starts coming out. And I start fainting. I'm like passing out and I'm like knocking over chairs and the lady goes, God damn it, that's what I told you not to come in. I was like, you were right. You were totally right. I can handle it.
Yeah, it turns out this is your job. You know this is a common occurrence.
100% correct.
Are you going to be in the delivery room when your twins come out or are you going to pass out?
Yeah, I'm going to be passing out with that bonnet on.
Just watch some videos to prep yourself.
If they're going to do, if they have to do a C-section to get the babies out.
I know, my brother told me the story. I started feeling woozy just from the story. God. I was like, oh, no.
She's probably going to poop, too. Pooping happens a lot during pregnancy.
That's okay.
It's the blood part. And it's a fight or flight response that your body's having because you think it's an emergency and you can't control it. Like, even big, strong, burly men will pass out.
Let's be real. It is an emergency. We're just cutting somebody open. That's an emergency.
Just start strolling around maternity wards and be like, hey, I'm about to be a father. Can I just get in here?
Exposure therapy.
Yeah.
I don't want to pass out during my children's birth, but yours?
Yeah.
That's fine. And this is a funny story for you to tell your kids later.
This is great for you.
A stranger passed out while you came out of my hoo-ha. Yeah. Here's the video.
He looked straight to my vagina and said, what is that?
What is that?
The eye of Mordor. Yeah.
I shouldn't have looked behind the curtain.
It's like the Wizard of Oz.
My brother said when he was driving his wife to deliver, he said he was really starting to have a panic attack. He goes, I know it sounds terrible, but it was really setting into me that my whole life was going to change.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, a little late for that. But he said, as it's setting in, his girlfriend is like, are you okay? And he's like, I don't know. She's like, honey, breathe, hold my hand. He's like, so I'm driving the car.
I had that happen on the way to my wedding.
Really?
Yeah, I started to get like the butterflies and stuff. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, it's happening. Like a life change
is happening.
You were
a runaway bride, yeah.
No, I wouldn't run away. I just think it was like, oh, this is like a big life thing happening.
Yeah. Man, I'm about to marry into some money. Like,
Me?
Like, I just went to a
I'll have two horse doctors now.
Hello, horse doctor.
My horse has a dermatologist. She's never looked better.
I relate to that because I myself am like a horse. If I break my leg, you'll have to shoot me. They'll take me out back and shoot me.
Well, you can't do that now. You're going to be a daddy.
I know. You know how bad it is. One time I had food poisoning and I was very sick. And it got to the point where I was throwing up and using the bathroom so much, I was having full body cramps. And you know when you get to that point where you're like, okay, this is an emergency.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
This is an emergency. So I called the lady and I'm like, hello. She's like, 911. I'm like, I'm dying. I'm having full body cramps. I've been throwing up for hours. She goes, okay, so what do you need? And I was like, I think I need an ambulance. And she goes, honey, I'm going to be real with you. She's like, if you can make it into your car, you need to drive here.
Yeah.
Or call an Uber.
It's like $2,000.
Or call an Uber.
Yeah.
And that, I was just like, dude, where are we at?
Yeah.
Where are we at? That I'm literally dying.
Yeah.
And 911's like, have you tried Uber or Lyft?
Yeah. I mean, it might be surcharging
so
right now, but my guy, it's definitely worth leave a good tip.
Yeah. I'll send you.
Our son went to the hospital in an ambulance, and we met our deductible immediately.
Yeah.
It's very expensive
it's crazy.
To have an ambulance.
Yeah. So I drove there. I was just like, this is... And then
they're sending a fire truck too now. They have to send a fire truck with every ambulance. So
really?
That's going to bring up the price.
If
I think it's because
too bad.
I think it's because in case someone they can't lift out of something.
Oh, yeah, that happened to my uncle. He got stuck in a bathtub.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's like a Taft.
Yeah. He couldn't get out of the bathtub.
He did a Taft?
Yeah, he was super embarrassed.
Was he too fat?
He just was sick on dialysis. Yeah, he was a big dude and just couldn't get out.
Oh, like you couldn't
stand up.
And
didn't want to call anybody. So he waited for as long as he possibly could. He's like, I've just been sitting in here like.
Maybe he'd lose weight if he wasn't right, there long enough. Thinking,
maybe. And then finally when he called, he's like, I wouldn't call you if I didn't need you.
I have been trying.
How do you get someone out of the bathtub?
I had to get a firefighter, and me and this firefighter had
did
to
you, wait, hold on. Up. Let's slow it down and talk slowly. Did you have your shirts on or off, you and this firefighter?
To lift this fat, naked old man out of the tub? No.
No, you're in slow motion walking across the living room towards the bathroom.
No, do you know how creepy that is? If you were stuck in a bathtub and somebody's like, hey, I'll help you, but hold on. What the fuck are you doing?
It's the Burt Kreischer of firefighters. He's got to take his shirt off to do anything.
The only time that's acceptable is if I'm drowning. I completely understand. Nobody wants wet socks or a wet shirt.
Yeah, all you have to do is take your phone out, and then you can jump in and save people. But just the first thing you're supposed to do is extend a stick. Don't go in the water yourself because they'll pull you under.
Yeah, right?
I used to be a lifeguard.
Really? Or you just sit there and watch the life leave their eyes, and that's the moment that changes you too.
No, they go under before that happens.
And you just have to imagine that.
Forever.
And then so you don't have to see them die. Why are you saving them?
Record it and stick it on the live leaks.
Make sure you're filming vertical.
Put a couple of very silly sound effects.
Lock exposure a little extra high because the water's going to be on it.
You got to set the camera up, you know, because that is what happens nowadays. The worst case scenario is that you get your ass beat in public and filmed. You know, like you go completely viral. I think about that every time I walk by a group of teenagers.
So they're going to beat you up and film it?
Yeah, they're going to kick my ass and hurt my feelings.
Yeah. And bully you on the internet forever.
Yeah. I mean, those kids are ruthless. They make fun of me constantly at work. They call me old,
Oh, that's in bro energy. That's love, right? That's like the fraternity.
I don't know. I don't like it.
You don't like it?
Old. I'm like, I am old.
You've got gray in your beard. I can see gray in your beard right now. No wonder they're going to call you old.
Actually, I like the gray, though. It's weird. It's weird to have, like, jet black hair, you know, and have, like, a gray beard and just jet black hair.
Dude, the gray come in the second after you found out you're having twins?
Yeah, it was overnight. And she told me at 6:30 by 11 a.m. this is what was going on.
You start like immediately wearing sweaters that button up the front, cardigans. Yeah.
I just have on jean shorts. At least my family doesn't go bald. All my cousins on my mom's side were balding.
So
I think I can deal with the gray easier than
the bald.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you wear. I've never seen you without a hat on.
Yeah, I know. It's just
there. You go. Yeah. If I had hair like that and I was a dude, I wouldn't wear hats very much.
I know.
But that's kind of your thing. You've always worn a hat. I didn't. I was supposed to start off with this, but Keegan used to do. You probably still do these amazing act outs, like rolling around on the floor. They would murder.
I love the act outs. But I think that comes from being in theater and doing theater when I was younger, and just like that. I think that's just carries over into the
you're watching a show.
When they did the ultrasound, the lady was like, "Oh my god!" She's like, "These babies will not sit still." And then she looked over. And I was like pacing back and forth. She was like, oh.
I think they got a pair of 80 knees.
Oh, well, that's why it's so bad that my girlfriend won't drink coffee during the pregnancy, because she's like, we do not need anything that has your genes to have any more help.
You're not supposed to drink caffeinated coffee when you're pregnant because it can decrease births. Baby size, and I was like, I don't want a big baby.
Oh my god, my brother's baby was like 10 pounds.
I
know. When I saw it in the, I was like, Jesus Christ,
dude. It's wild.
That's a big baby. 10 pounds is a big.
Yeah, that's ready. That probably has a tooth. Is ready to start talking.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna ask you a couple questions and find out what kind of nerd you are, my friend. Perfect. Besides nerdy for your new baby.
Yeah, I was gonna say nerdy for twins.
Nerdy for twins.
Nerdy for bows.
When are they due?
August.
That's not too far away.
No. That's why we're moving next week.
When's 20-week mark?
We're at 17 this week.
Okay, it's getting closer.
So next month. That's good. Next month will be 20 weeks.
Okay. Have you ever been to a Rush concert?
No.
Have you ever had like a card collection, like baseball, Pokemon?
Yes, I had Marvel cards and Pokemon cards.
So are you a Marvel guy? Is it what's the other one? It's Marvel or what's the other one, Joel?
DC.
DC.
Yeah, no,
do you have strong feelings? Do you have
Do I have costumes?
Marvel or DC costumes?
No, but I do love Batman and lean on Spider-Man. But okay, as far as Marvel.
You lean on Spider-Man. It's like when you're feeling bad, you put Spider-Man on? Or
no,
do you,
I just
like,
love the Spider-Man animated ones. The Into the Spider-Verse fucking rule. That's
they're,
very creative.
Love
I love it just because it's like that is my coming down off psychedelics movie.
Oh, do you take a lot of psychedelics? Yeah, like don't leave your drugs out for your babies to find.
Obviously. But when you're coming down off mushrooms, that Spider-Man movie is the best. Into the Spider-Verse.
Okay. Yeah, Did you do the drugs where you talk to God?
Yeah.
Did they tell you that you're going to have twins?
No, but it doesn't
God
work
a
like
they?
That. If they just give you so much information, you can't download it. And then it's like you're back.
Is it the angels or the aliens talking to you?
I don't know. It's yet to be seen. I think they're aliens coming through different dimensions. But I mean, that's neither here nor there. Your audience doesn't want to hear my opinions. You know what I do? When people give me pamphlets for religious stuff, they'll come up and be like, here's my pamphlet. And I'll turn around and be like, do you know anything about dimethyltryptamine? And they're like, what? And I'm like, it's called DMT. It's actually produced in the pineal gland of your brain. And it's produced when you're born and when you die. And you can actually smoke and have it. And they're like, no. I'm like, oh, you don't like when I just impose my shit on you? That's an inconvenience. Why you walk down the sidewalk? It's funny how that fucking works.
So my husband and I went to a funeral recently and they kept reading from the Bible. Yeah. And I'm like, Kent, my husband's a physicist. At his funeral, I'm like, a reading from physics 101.
You know, a church is very, when you don't go to church, church is bizarre when you go back to it.
Yeah.
I went to a wedding, speaking of mushrooms, and I ate mushrooms because I thought, at just most weddings I've been to, the ceremony is like 10 minutes. I had no idea that these people were Catholic.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I go in there
Catholic
on mushrooms.
Full mass.
Sitting at the thing. And
smells and bells? They have like all of the...
Dude, I started laughing. And like the girl I was with was just like punching my leg because I was just...
Giant,
I didn't know that's
crucifix.
Really what they do. I had no idea. And mass is bullshit because you're up and down. So every time you start getting comfortable, they make you get up, then you got to take a knee. And then I was like tripping.
It's a lot of choreography.
Like, this is crazy. Yeah. I was kept being late. So I was like staring at the stained glass like, this is gorgeous. And everybody would stand up. I'd be like, oh, shit.
I totally do the same thing when I go to ceremonies. I'm like, why are they talking so much about Jesus in here?
Was like a microdose?
No, I haven't done, I don't do those things.
Why not? It makes church a lot more tolerable.
You and Kent's a trip after
yeah,
the,
just a little capsule.
He doesn't even like the kind of the Twilight medicine that killed Michael Jackson.
Fentanyl?
No, it's like... like to make him sleep. The doctor would do it.
Like
when you
that.
Have a colonoscopy, you do
it. They were putting him under
and then,
like for surgery every day. That's insane.
Yeah, that's how Michael Jackson slept.
That's insane.
It's insane. It's whoever doctor that was.
We're just
going to
put you in a little coma. Let you get
a little
rest.
A little shut eye.
A little medically
don't
induced
the,
coma. Don't worry.
Don't let the bed bugs bite. Don't let your heart stop beating bite.
Oh, yeah,
Jesus.
That's crazy. All right.
Okay, okay, here we go. So you like mushrooms. We know you like weed.
Nerdy for drugs.
Papa, why do you smell like a skunk? No. Have you ever gotten a perfect attendance award? Were you pothead in high school?
Yes.
When did the pothead start? Are you pothead
I
now?
Started
is this
smoking
a, is this a slur? Am I slurry?
No. Okay. Actually, see, what it is like I am so ADD and I'm very ADHD. Oh. So when I smoke, it kind of helps me level out. I didn't like Adderall. It made me sweaty. I didn't eat. So it's like really when I smoke, it just helps me level out. And,
yeah. So there's a famous comedian on TikTok, Jer, who uses pot medicinally for his ADD.
Yeah, I love it. That's why, like...
Neurodivergent.
Well, when people come to do our podcast and our guests sit there, they'll sit there and watch us smoke and they're like, oh my God, like, are y'all going to be able to do this? And then as soon as we turn the cameras on, we, fuck it up.
Yeah, with Trent. We need to shout out Trent.
Trent, yeah. He's doing, he's actually recording podcasts tonight. He records like three different podcasts. He's a producer on, we have like a little collective.
A little mover and a shaker. Yeah. Good for him. Do you have a tattoo?
I do. I have three.
What are they?
One is Tamitha.
One is Samantha.
I do have a naked woman on my left shoulder. I have a pinup
girl.
Who is
it?
It's angels. So my whole back is going to be angels. I have two angels on either shoulder blade.
Are they angel, a Latina lady or an angel?
No, it's a Sailor Jerry pinup girl on one shoulder. And then the other one is like a statue. And it's just because when I was growing up, my grandmother all had all these angel statues and she collected angels. So when she passed away, I was like, well, somebody's got to keep collecting angels.
Are
so
they adult angels or are they like chuber-esque?
It's adult. No, I don't have like, naked children on
that's
me.
What I was asking. Are they cherubs?
I'm not Dan Snyder here. That's a throwback to the old Nickelodeon. if anybody got through that part, they're probably like, yikes.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, golly. More pedophilia.
No. But I do have tattoos. You okay. Not? You don't have any?
No, I don't like needles. I'm afraid.
No. Yeah. You know what people are doing now?
What?
They're getting put under like Michael Jackson and getting tattoos. And then you wake up and have like a whole chest piece, which is... I think cheating.
I think, yeah, part of the experience is get like, right? Like
part of the experience
biting on a stick and being a pirate or a sailor.
The pain and having a very uncomfortable conversation with somebody that you don't necessarily like.
Who's
like
putting a mark on your body for the rest of your life. Yeah. I have stretch marks. Those are from my children. I love
those. Those are tiger stripes.
It's because I'm a cougar. Let's go. All right. Have you ever held a tropical bird?
No.
Do you have a pair of, do you have a cape?
No.
Have you ever LARPed or cosplayed?
No, but I have always wanted to LARP. Looks awesome.
Oh, okay. You like LARPing.
Yeah, I'm pro LARPing.
Okay. Have you been to a Ren Fair?
I have. Renaissance Fair,
Do you like them? Do you like them?
I love them.
Okay.
I love a Renaissance Fair. The next time I go back to a Renaissance Fair, I want to eat a bunch of mushrooms. I want to be in the Renaissance Fair. And obviously, I'd wear a wizard outfit.
And you want time travel.
Yeah, wizard outfit.
If you take enough mushrooms, do you time travel?
I mean, if you're at Renaissance Fair, yes.
I think you do.
That is what time travel is. It's just walking around the Renaissance Fair tripping, like... just weird as Wednesday. That would be a lot of fun. The Renaissance Fair rules. It's just so much fun.
Have you been to Dragon Con?
I have not been to Dragon Con, but I want to go. I want to go. I want to go this year and be a Fremen from Dune. Had the blue contacts.
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah.
We went to see Dune.
You're going to have two new babies. You're not going for a while.
I know. You know what? I will. That is one thing that parents love to do when they find out you're having a kid. They're like, oh, you're fucked. I'll be at the restaurant serving a table and I'm like, yeah, you know, I have a little one on the way. We actually have twins. They're like, holy shit. Hold on. She's coming right back. Babe, he's having twins. They're like, oh my fucking God, dude. You just sit there like, all right, sweet.
It's like, this sounds like you're even like, I've just signed up to be launched into space, but I'm not taking a rocket. They're shooting me out of a cannon. Yeah. That sounds great.
The only time I went mountain biking, I didn't have a helmet. And I went on my buddy's bike and I was the only person without a helmet. I was like, well, do I need a helmet? He's like, you'll be good. Well, why do you have one? Why does everyone else have one?
Yeah. Okay. Did you get into Harry Potter?
Yes.
Did you have like a Harry Potter wand?
No, but I did go to Harry Potter World on mushrooms. True story. That's a little bit of a theme when I travel. But no, I went with...
I didn't pick up on this pattern.
Yeah. I was walking around with the wizard hat. Dude, all right, so I told it on my podcast, but we went to the castle, right? And I was tripping. The lady I'm with was not tripping. And we walk up to the line. I'll be quick.
You're fine.
But we walk up to the line and I'm like looking at her. It says hour and a half. And she didn't really trip, but she looks at me. She's like, you ready? And I go, Ruth, I'm going to be real with you. I cannot wait an hour and a half. I will go to jail in there. Like, I will freak out. I was like, I'm really starting to trip. We just walked out of the Dr. Seuss world. Like, I'm still reeling. So I was like, let's just take a little loop. Maybe we'll come back. She's like, okay. Lady that works here hears this. She goes, hey, I couldn't help but overhear. Are you really tripping? And I was like, wait, the fucking police? She was like, no.
There's a jail in Disney World.
Yeah, she's like, well, I just heard and I've always wanted to do that. That would be so fucking cool. She's like, listen, what you can do is just walk up the exit row. I'm the supervisor. When you get to the checkpoint, just tell them that Amanda sent you. And then you can walk up. And I was like, let me tell you this, Amanda. If you're fucking playing with me... we're all gonna be on the news. You know, like, don't have me. And she's like, started laughing. She's like, no, I swear. So we go walking in. Now, as we're walking in, there's an entire line of people. And I'm walking through the exit and I am on a lot of mushrooms. So the girl that I'm with is pushing me through. So I'm walking through, like, whoa. I'm like really in it. But everybody that's waiting in line is like, what is this dickhead doing? And I'm just walking by line. So we get up to the first guy, and the guy's like, hey, man, what are y'all doing? And I'm like, Amanda sent us? And he's like, oh, right this way. So, man, we just got to walk through the whole castle. Didn't have to wait in line at all. And then, like, got on the ride to the point to where people were getting on the ride, and we were like, Amanda sent us. And they're like, hold on. We got to get on.
Oh,
it was incredible. That ride, you get to ride the broom. I was in it. I did not like when they locked me in, because I was like, tripping. This is going to be so fun. And then the guy goes by. And it's like,
you're like, no cages.
I was like, hey. The girl I was with was like, just relax. Don't touch me.
Oh, God. It sounds like mushrooms are magic.
They are.
In the Magic Kingdom.
They are.
Is that why it's called the Magic Kingdom?
It was that day.
Oh, yeah, that's the Universal Studios. Yeah. It's in the Universal Studios.
I didn't realize it was a whole world either. I thought it was just a ride. I had no idea that, like, you know, people are doing magic with wands. Yeah.
Where else have you done mushrooms and traveled?
I feel like we don't have that. That's going to be such a long list. I was like, this is going to be another hour and a half.
You're right. We did do it
on a cruise when we went snorkeling in Mexico.
You went snorkeling on mushrooms. And I had never been.
So we had.
How do you know if what you're seeing is actually a sea creature or something in your imagination?
He was actually just in a tub in his hotel room looking at the wallpaper.
He was like looking at the tank at a restaurant.
I freaked out when I jumped off the boat and I went in. I'd never snorkeled before, so I couldn't really figure the snorkel out. But then once you get a hang of it, it's super fun. But it is like another world. When you go snorkeling,
it's already another world, and now you're putting another world in another world. Mm-hmm. It's very a whole new world.
Yeah, I kept having flashes of that Left Behind or whatever, that one thing where they were, I mean, I was on the dude's ass that had the buoy. Like, the guy that was our supervisor, I was like, you ain't going anywhere without me, bro. Me and you. But yeah, I mean,
yeah,
they're fun.
All right, I mean, I've asked you my questions. You are a drug nerd.
You are a hippie.
And I think, you're a hippie. And hippie, I think all of the, like, which lends itself to the Ren Fair, to Harry Potter World, going on adventures.
Yes.
Going on a trip in your favorite rocket ship is your drugged out brain. That's your rocket ship. And you just got to fuel it with your magic mushrooms.
Yeah. It's like the magic school bus. They should have had an episode where they landed on a mushroom.
All right, my love. Tell people where they can find you.
Oh, you can find me. Look us up on YouTube. It's Finish the Story Pod. We have a storytelling podcast where we have different people on. Amy has been on. She did an episode. Mm-hmm. And they come on and they tell a story. And man, check it out. And also patreon.com/finishthestory. You can join it for free. We got all kind of bonus episodes. And we put up playlists and music. And it's really fun. We have shorts from each of the episodes. So we kind of like put little clips in there.
Nice.
Because there's so many stories, I don't expect people to always be able to watch an hour-long episode. So there's so many stories, we'll clip out like a little five-minute story, put it up on the Patreon for free.
Lovely. That's great.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming. Awesome. Congratulations.